Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Hour number two. That's where we are. Thanks for stopping by. You are listening to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you as always. Just as much fun in this hour as it was in the first hour. Even better. Stuart Tompkins is with me, and we're talking about the big fat story. That I appropriated that title from Stuart's speech, educational presentation that he gave in New Zealand, Australia, and wherever else he went in over 2 weeks. And for him, the big fat story, you know, it means certain things. We're going to get to that. I implicate in that story not only the confusion surrounding fats and whatnot. I also, the big fat story includes obesity for me. And you heard Stuart reference that's why he's so smart. He's so smart. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. He mentioned that outfit. Let me tell you something about the OECD. They have an obesity update 2012. And this is what I learned. If you live in Denmark, Hungary, Finland, or France, you will pay a tax on unhealthy foods and beverages that started in 2011. Several countries in the OECD did that. In Denmark, they introduced a tax on foods containing more than 2.3 saturated fats. That would include meat, cheese, butter, edible oils, margarine, spreads, snacks. In Hungary, in 2011, They introduced a tax on selected manufactured foods with high sugar, salt, or caffeine content. Oh, my. Finland introduced a tax on confectionery products while biscuits, buns, and pastries remained exempt. Leave it to the French. And France also, in France, they had a tax on soft drinks, and that came into effect January 2012. The tax affects both drinks with added sugars and drinks with artificial sweeteners. If you were to do that in this country, there would be revolts in the streets. Welcome back, Stuart. Can you imagine? I mean, that's what some of these countries are, the obesity epidemic, that big fat story. I know it means one thing to you. I'm throwing in the obesity epidemic in that big fat story, Stuart.
No, it is part of the big fat story. It's a huge part of the big fat story. And because since we will not ever have consensus on something this personal, since we won't ever have a organized effort, then what you pointed out about education and now I'm going to sort of paraphrase this a little bit, about these being pediatric conditions like you taught those kids today. Not geriatric byproducts of destiny.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had Eliza Leggett, I believe, on your show, who's also with our education, research, and science department.
Yes, I remember Eliza, yes.
You may remember when she was talking about that clinical trial with 616 kids who had been born at term, but they were small.
Yes.
And one group was given 500 milligrams of omega-3, the other group was given the 500 milligrams of omega-6.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed from 6 months through 8 years that the omega-3 kids didn't develop thicker artery walls, and that future decrease of that risk of up to 7% for heart attacks and 8% for stroke versus the omega-6 group, again, tie it back to vegetable oil, no cholesterol, that big fat oversimplification.
Right.
The reason we have to focus on children is, remember, I used to have this fantasy. It was a delusional hallucination, not even a fantasy, that during the healthcare debate, we'd actually hear from, someone like Dr. Artemis Simopoulos or Dr. William Lanz or Dr. Captain Joseph Hiblin or some of these people.
No, you'll never hear
on
from
television.
No.
You know, C-SPAN out there talking about health.
No, they'll never. That's sort of like concert pianists making it into popular culture and, you know, people lining up to see them. That's not going to happen.
I was actually going even further over the wall of sound. Because God forbid we'd ever want to hear about medicine from doctors. We wouldn't want to hear anything about primary prevention. We want to hear that from bureaucrats that are trying to figure out how we can find the money, are you ready, to all afford to be sick.
Yeah.
At the same or different times.
Yeah.
So because our agenda is so skewed when it comes to this,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you took the time today to go talk to little kids. I'll tell you, my kids in fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
they instituted an organic lunch program.
Oh my.
Over at his school.
Yeah.
All these kids, they read all the labels.
I told the kids that this morning. I said, read the
And that's our future, because part of the big fat story is the people that are already accepted. For example, when we made a big stink over limiting that you couldn't buy an 87-ounce high fructose syrup pop.
Mm.
The fact that we were outraged that people thought that that's the nanny state, since we're never going to win that conversation, it's personal responsibility. You know, Artemis Simopoulos, Dr. Simopoulos, told me when we were hanging out together,
mm-hmm.
she's going after agriculture. She's like, I'm not even going to mess with the governments. They're so bought and sold. They have so many special interest groups that they're answering to. Think about that. It's like a stalemate of special interest groups. Who can make the difference when it comes to the big fat story? We can. We can make the difference.
Well, I would like to think so.
I'm not on a soapbox today or anything.
No. No, you're
I'm not wound up at all.
I know.
Calm.
Traveling around the world it certainly is illuminating, and it gives you, and I love to share that with the audience. I think it's important for us to understand what other cultures are doing, what experiences they're having, what challenges they're having, so that we can better understand what we're doing and what we're experiencing and how we're addressing things. Here, according to the OECD, ladies and gentlemen, they're introducing taxes on... They're called fat taxes, for God's sake. I mean, people will take out their arms and go start shooting people. They're taxing junk food. They're taxing soda pop. They're taxing pastry. People would be outraged at our country. But these countries, other countries, they're so concerned about the obesity epidemic, they're trying to legislate compliance. They're trying to get people to be healthier by passing laws that are punitive.
Now, the argument can be made that they're going broke before we are. Okay, fine. That's like we're all going over the cliff, but who lands first? The reality is...
Right. I mean, we're all going over Niagara Falls. Some have better boats than others, but everybody's going over the damn falls, right?
And that's why this groundswell, and it's taking shape. We have to, if we step back and look at the last 10 years, We can point to the fact that, oh, we haven't seen the tipping point, and that these kids are faced with lower prospects of a healthier future than any generations in the past. But in the next few years, we're going to see this as all of these green shoots start to take root and people are aware that we couldn't possibly afford the health care necessary because we're living so much longer, whether we should be or not, as a whole nother conversation, right? It's a mesotropic massacre. Some of us are living sort of on fumes. It doesn't change the fact that circumstance rather than virtue are going to push people back into the basics. Eat less, work out more, nix the six, eat the three, stop eating Pam and Spam and Ding Dongs and chicken nuggets and O's and Krispy Kremes, get up, move around, go to the gym, sleep more, be kind to your neighbor. And all of those things, the message out there, I am more hopeful than I have ever been.
Well,
because we're not going to be able to solve this problem through bureaucrats or through medication.
Nope, you won't treat your way out of it. Why does Japan only have 4% obesity rate and we have a third of the population?
Ever experience muscle fatigue after working out? Or perhaps you like to spend time outdoors but worry about sun exposure? Taking BioAstin Hawaiian Astaxanthin daily supports the body in recovery from exercise. As a safe and powerful antioxidant, BioAstin supports skin during sun exposure. Derived from microalgae grown on the pristine Kona coast of Hawaii, BioAstin is all natural and pesticide, herbicide, and preservative free. Find BioAstin at your local vitamin discount center today and start feeling the difference. More nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Mahalo.
The science behind Greens Plus is the results of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
Did you know your digestive tract is home to millions of bacteria? Some good, some not so good. And if you want to stay healthy, it's important to make sure that your body is populated with the good bacteria it needs. Probiotic Defense contains 13 of today's most effective friendly bacteria strains, along with other compounds shown in studies to support healthy digestion and immune system function. Don't settle for low potency, overpriced formulas. Ask for Now Foods Probiotic Defense with the bright orange label. To find a retailer near you, go to nowfoods.com.
What are you doing this month? If you suffer from stiff joints, you can do something special. You could try new Flex Now joint formula. Flex Now offers you complete relief in just 1 month or a complete refund. Flex Now is a unique concentration of shea nut triterpenes, the most potent inflammation fighter of any botanical. And it's only when inflammation is reduced that your body begins to heal. Try new Flex Now joint formula and make this the month you get rid of stiff joints. Ask for Flex Now at Vitamin Discount Center and other leading natural product stores.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. My guest is Stuart Tom. We're talking about the big fat story. And I've added now, since we've gotten pretty culturally consumed here in our conversation, the big fat story in different countries. And you heard me pose that rhetorical question going into messages. Why is it that in Japan, and also Korea, by the way, there's only 4% of the population that is obese, where in our country, it's better than a third, about a third or a little better? That's remarkable. In Turkey, Korea, and China, 10% or less of children are overweight. In our country, 17%. Well, you know, that's why, you know, it's always good to compare and contrast. What are we doing? What are they doing? For me, it's diet. You know, again, hate to sound cliche, diet and lifestyle, oftentimes driven by cultural factors and so on. But you get the point. Welcome back, Stuart. Amazing. 4% in Japan and Korea. 4% the prevalence of obesity. That's it. In our country, better than a third. So, you know, there you go. Now, you sent me two articles that I thought were terrific.
And I mean, really great.
And I think will really help the listener today and provide further justification as to why omega-3 fatty acids from fish and fish oil supplementation are so critical to good health. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a very important new part of the big fat story. And what I mean by that is we currently have amazing historical data where we can point to, like these cultures that you were talking about, we can look at places where they have more omega-3, more fish in the diet, lower vegetable oil, lower omega-6, and different health outcomes, lower rates of metabolic derangement, heart disease. Very interesting difference between the way we expire in the industrialized Western world versus peoples that live in coastal areas. We have that. We've got laboratory research with animals, which people think, well, I'm not an animal, although we know people that behave like them, right? And then we have incredible drug intervention trials where after someone already is sick, they already have high triglycerides, they've already had a heart attack, they're given high-dose fish oil or fish oil in general, and they have just some of the best health outcome, amazing results. The area where we've been a little gray is in this area of healthy people and keeping healthy people healthy. And so these two papers that have been just recently published in Brain Behavior and Immunity actually look at something that has, up until these papers have been published, have had mixed results. And that is looking at healthy participants that maybe had, they were slightly overweight, they didn't have any real known disease symptoms yet, but they weren't sick, to show the role of omega-3 supplementation to lower inflammation in healthy, middle-aged, and older adults. This is some really, really exciting new research.
And by the way, it was not only healthy, overweight, middle-aged, older adults, it was also healthy, sedentary.
Yes, I'm glad you added that.
Yeah, they were sedentary. This is interesting research. This was a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. That's the kind of study where you can start to, when you get the results, assert causation. And these people, you know, they weren't on death's door. They didn't have previous heart attacks or whatever. They were slightly overweight, and they were sedentary. Guess what?
Did you also notice that they excluded pregnant or nursing women, diabetics, people who routinely took fish oil or flaxseed supplements, or ate more than two portions of oily fish per week, smokers or individuals with recurrent digestive problems, convulsive disorders, and autoimmune and or inflammatory diseases, individuals who typically engage in two or more hours of vigorous physical activity per week, as well as individuals with a body mass index of less than 22.5 or greater than 40 were excluded. So they tried to find people that were kind of just run-of-the-mill, but they wanted to tease out anybody that was already taking fish oil or already eating a lot of flaxseed supplements. To me, that part was very well thought out.
Absolutely. And they had good power in the study, meaning the sample size was good. And the design, I read the study, and the design is very good, very well done. And they were looking at, can inflammation be moderated, and they're going to, Stuart will tell you the details here, by taking fish oil, or right? They gave them fish oil?
Correct. They gave, and if you notice the dose, they gave them almost 2,500 milligrams.
Almost three, yeah, I mean.
Of EPA and DHA combined.
That's, finally, they're doing studies with, you know, a more hefty dose.
You're talking like the equivalent, so people understand, like six capsules of ultimate omega.
Yeah, they're
equivalent.
Almost taking 3 grams a day, darn near 3 grams, and that's what you got to do.
I mean, especially for modulating, for showing this reduction in inflammation.
And the reason why it's important to you, the listener, because the results of this study with that kind of population, it just fits, you know, a lot of people. They're not sick. They're everyday people. They're sort of sedentary. They're middle-aged. They're a little overweight. You know, there are a gazillion people like that walking around. They're not at death's door. The question is, will fish oil, consuming fish oil, make a difference in reducing inflammation? Tell them what they found, Stuart.
It says, our data suggests that omega-3 can reduce inflammation in overweight, sedentary, middle-aged, and older adults, and thus could have broad health benefits. Now, they go on, the caveat is, although omega-3 cannot take the place of good health behaviors, like exercise and, might I add, eating right, individuals who are at risk because of established inflammatory diseases or conditions may profit from their use. And the reason this is such a big deal is they showed that it takes that significant dose of omega-3, I might add, because of the background diet of omega-6, again, vegetable oils with no cholesterol, corn oil, soybean, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed oil, loaded with omega-6, they measured, without getting too technical, all of these very intricate and subtle markers of inflammation, which in previous studies, they couldn't demonstrate the power of omega-3 because, if you read this carefully, Doc, as I know you did, they talk about a study with some monks.
I had to laugh. I cracked up. This was the funniest study. This one group of researchers decides to study a group of monks. Now,
they looked 58 monks, and here's what they found. And this is the part that I know from, I know the study in 1997 that they're talking about. These monks, they were giving them a bunch of fish oil. It's actually 3.19 grams per day of omega-3 for a year. But guess what? They had low levels of stress, low levels of omega-6, and a much more balanced life and diet. So they couldn't prove how powerful omega-3 was for reducing inflammation until they did this study.
Right. I mean, what did they expect to find? These monks are living a healthy life. You know, we should all live. I laughed out loud when I said, wait a second. Who was the genius that thought of this study? I mean, come on, man. You're gonna go study a bunch of monks who are as healthy as, you know, as if they stepped out of heaven. And you want to do what? See if fish oil is going to make a difference in their life? No, it's not. I could have told you that before you started the study.
But they were already eating enough fish and lower omega, no veg, no french fries.
Imagine that. No McDonald's in the monkery. Be right back.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Nutrix Hawaii. More nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to the second half of the second hour with Stuart Talk, my guest in this 2 hours today, talking about the big fat story and all that that means. The shows are archived on my website if you missed that first hour at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule. So what we're talking about here is this brand new piece of research taking a look at the consumption of omega-3 fatty acids in the form of fish oil and seeing if they could reduce inflammation levels in a group of middle-aged, sedentary, relatively healthy people. Pretty good. Now, inflammation, they comment on this in the study, is a pretty darn good predictor of all-cause mortality in older people.
That's a great line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they talk about these pro-inflammatory cytokines like interleukin-6, tumor necrosis factor, alpha, and so on, and how they play a role, they say in the article, in coronary heart disease, depression, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's disease, periodontal disease, and frailty and functional decline, end quote. Those are all kinds of issues that anybody listening to the show could, the odds are you might be experiencing one or a couple of those things.
And you understand, I always go to you for things like p-value and statistics.
Yeah.
Because I'm still learning all of these things, but as someone who taught and understands this,
help
us understand?
Yeah, what's happening here in this study, this was a well-designed study.
Yeah, and 12%, the part I want you to explain to everyone, the 12% decrease in interleukin-6 versus a 36% increase in the placebo group. Just from statistics, you got the fish oil group drops the inflammation marker by 12%.
Right.
The placebo increased to 36%. Is that a big difference?
Absolutely. It's a significant, you have a statistically significant difference that is coupled with practical importance. That's what you
that
got.
That last part's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes you can have a large sample. And when you're teaching this stuff, you tell the student you're fishing with a very fine net, so you're going to catch everything. You could very well find statistical significance, but it could be such a small effect. It doesn't mean much in the everyday world, but statistically, oh, big deal. And in this study, not only were the findings statistically significant, but they are of practical importance, because if you got a 12% reduction in the experimental group, some people will say, oh, hell, that's not much. Really? Well, in the placebo group that was not receiving the treatment, they had a 33% increase in inflammation. Or 36% increase.
Now, I want to point out quickly, in the placebo, if you notice the oils that they put in the placebo, they are very high in omega-6.
I know.
So they were giving them a placebo, but it actually contained more of the omega-6, right? So we only use vegetable oil with no cholesterol. It's a theme through the whole show.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. The unintended study that they did was they tested omega-3 against omega-6.
which then they looked, as you know, deeper into the follow-up paper that came from the data to look at the measurement of your true biological age.
Yeah.
Look, and they found how important that omega-6, omega-3 ratio is.
What Stuart's talking about in this follow-up study in the journal Brain Behavior and Immunity, they were looking at the telomeres. The telomeres are those end caps, if you will, found on the end of your chromosomes. They're like the little plastic on the end of a shoelace. So that's necessary to be there so that the chromosomes don't unravel, all right?
And you have, just so we're clear, you have a certain number of these sort of cell replications. They call it the hayflick, where you get to a point where you're out. You're like, it's the true measurement of your dilithium crystals being run dry.
Right. Hayflick was a scientist, and he was responsible for discovering that. That's why they call it the hayflick effect. Nevertheless, in this study, Stuart's going to tell you about now, they were looking at cell aging. In other words, are you aging successfully? And could fish oil, we know now that the fish oil from the first study in this great study, and there are thousands of other ones, but this one is really good, helps with reducing inflammation. That's good news for anybody. That even if you're healthy, it's good news in this study. Now, that's going to help you age successfully. Now, another study that comes from the same data set, public, they're looking at a different thing, focus, looking at telomeres. Will fish oil, consumption of it, help in your telomeres not breaking down so quickly. Go ahead, Stuart. Tell them what they found.
Well, this is actually piggybacking on something known as the Heart and Soul Study, and this was a few years ago, actually in 2010, and they looked at 608 people with stable coronary heart disease over a five-year average, a five-year period of time. And the average telomere length, which is the measurement of your true biological age, increased in 23% of the individuals, shortened in 45%, and remained unchanged in 32%.
The good news here, you heard what Stuart just said. If you were listening closely, read between the lines. Notice he said telomere length, you could lengthen it. In other words, you're not doomed. Telomerase is the enzyme that's responsible for maintaining or lengthening the telomeres. So it doesn't automatically happen. It's not it's not a destiny that your telomeres are going to keep shortening.
That is correct. And part of what rarely gets reported in the Heart and Soul Study, which started this, which set the stage for this work, I don't know if you're aware of this, but EPA and DHA were the only significant predictors out of 16 clinical and behavioral factors. So they were so shocked to see the role of omega-3, a 32% reduction in the odds of telomere shortening. And so out of 16 clinical and behavioral factors, which I don't have that list in front of me, but they looked at a whole bunch of things, even exercise, diet, all kinds of things, that it was specifically the EPA and DHA were the only significant predictors. Now, this follow-up work we're talking about today is interesting because it dove even deeper. It dove deeper and it looked at the balance between omega-6 and omega-3 in the tissues of these people to find out, was that a more accurate predictor of how you would respond to omega-3 intervention to help you slow down the telomere shortening?
Now, I guess, just want to emphasize that where the pragmatics of all this, for you, the listener, what does this mean for you in your everyday life? Telomere length has been connected to health behaviors, age-related diseases, and early mortality.
They can lengthen.
And what you all, that's right. And what you need to know is that although telomeres will, because of the aging process, they will shorten, which induces disease, accelerated aging, sickness, early demise, they can also be lengthened. That's the good news.
Yeah.
That's the good news. And that's why when your grandmother was giving you that cod liver oil...
She was a genius.
She was, yeah. She was the Einstein in the house, and everybody else were recalcitrant, complaining people. So grandma had it right. We'll be back with Stuart, 877-897-8255. I finally gave you a phone number to call. I forget sometimes. 877-897-TALK. That's a toll-free number, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. If you have a comment, got to take your fish oil, man. It's going to reduce your inflammation, and it's going to lengthen your telomeres. You know? You're going to live longer, and you're going to have quality of life. Statistically, that's likely to happen. It's all good news for a change. You got to love this.
Is your skin showing signs of aging? Do you want hair with more body and stronger nails? Add NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C to your daily routine to help you regain your youthful, vibrant appearance. Collagen is the body's key structural protein, and it is critical to the elasticity and strength of connective tissues like skin, ligaments, and tendons. Recent clinical studies suggest that supplementing with collagen may reduce wrinkles and increase the firmness of your skin, improve the thickness of your hair, and strengthen your nails. Previously, medical studies also show a wide range of benefits from collagen supplements. supplements that may help with your joint pain, bone strength, and exercise recovery. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C provides 100% pure collagen that's hydrolyzed for maximum absorption. Results are felt and seen within weeks. Super Collagen Plus C promotes a healthy body by providing specialized nutritional support to help fight the effects of aging. NeoCell's Super Collagen Plus C products are available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold.
Remember hearing about sunshine vitamin D for healthy bones when you were a kid? Today, research shows there's much more to vitamin D than we ever realized. Vitamin D not only influences bone health, but it also supports your immune, cardiovascular, respiratory, and musculoskeletal systems. As a regulator of cellular health, vitamin D supports the progression of cells through their functionality and healthy renewal. Studies indicate most of us are not getting optimal levels of this super vitamin on a daily basis, placing us at risk for deficiencies. That's why your family should know about Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best. Best Vitamin D3 is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D and is much better utilized than other forms of vitamin D. This makes Best Vitamin D3 the preferred form of this crucial nutrient. Make sure you're getting enough of the Best Vitamin D. Ask for Best Vitamin D3 from Doctor's Best because you deserve it.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Natural's is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Natural's, committed to a healthy planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Full Fast Appetite Control Spray. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. BioForce. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter, at Dr. Garko, and on Facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Welcome back to this final, the big fat story in the United States and other countries segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. My guest has been Stuart Tomk. So in this new study now on keeping your telomeres in good shape and the previous study on reducing inflammation, one of the takeaways here is that if you can increase your blood levels of polyunsaturated fatty acids, you know, if you can have more, Stuart always says that the tissue is the issue. If you can keep those levels up, you're going to prevent telomere shortening as you move through life. And the omega-3 fatty acids, the polyunsaturated fatty acids, will reduce inflammation, thereby decreasing oxidative stress and serving as they say in the article, a buffer for the telomeres from damaging effects. This is good news. So,
and the other part I want to add to that is under 4.2, when it talks about health implications, we found that telomere length increased with decreasing the omega-6-3 PUFA ratio, meaning lowering the 6, nix the 6, and increase the 3.
And the 6 from corn oil,
soybean, safflower, sunflower,
all that oil. Stuff, those vegetable oils.
Right. These data suggest that rather than just considering the absolute amount of omega-3 fish oil supplement or fish or omega-3 you eat every day, I just editorialized that part. The absolute amount of omega-3, the background of both omega-6 and omega-3 should also be taken into account for clinical studies or for evaluation of nutritional interventions. For example, the omega-6, omega-3 ratio can be altered by increasing omega-3 supplementation, but also by decreasing the omega-6 intake. Right. Now, I get so excited because we've been saying that
for
years.
Take your fish oil and quit using all those vegetable oils.
And you know what's great? All this is doing is putting in print what we've been telling you until I had hair when we started this.
I know. I mean, he had hair when he started. He's now shaved his head. He's bald altogether now.
Yeah.
I had hair when we started this conversation. I was 12.
I mean, it was like, when I see this in print.
It's exciting.
I just want to jump because it says short telomeres predict early disease and slowing immune cell aging could have broad effects by slowing the onset of age-related diseases. Recent work has demonstrated the causal effect of telomere and telomerase deficiency and telomere shortening on cellular health and premature aging and mortality in rodents. Because we don't have these, you know, enough studies on humans yet, but here's the close. In summary, the current study provides compelling initial evidence that lowering omega-6 and increasing omega-3 may be beneficial for slowing biological aging. You look at those people in the Pacific Rim, in Okinawa, up along the Amalfi Coast, Sardinia, you get into Iceland, Norway, all this common thread of high levels of omega-3, low levels of omega-6. Add to that all the things Dr. Garko talks about, boom.
They look good. They live longer. They live longer with quality of life.
That's it.
And I've been talking about that recently a lot. Longevity is well and good, but who wants to live a long time with a high state of morbidity and, you know, suffering? No. You want to live a long time with quality of life, and you can have your cake and eat it too. Literally. The vegetable, and that's why I had to laugh when Stuart shared, and I didn't know this. In New Zealand, or in Australia, in the fast food restaurants, they have a sign they posted with great pride, I guess. We only cook with vegetable oils. Really? That's like saying, I'm going to shoot you. It's not going to be with a Luger, but it's going to be with a Glock 9.
You know what I used to call that?
What?
Switching seats on the Titanic.
Exactly.
My favorite game.
Yeah. We'll give you a better view as you sink.
Deck chair. How about over here?
Hey, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Hey, Doc. How you doing, Stuart?
John!
How you doing today? Hey, listen, I got a question. If you take omega-6 and omega-3 at the same time, do they absorb? I mean, does the omega-3 absorb? Do they fight for absorption, in other words? Or they nix each other out? Or how does that work?
Okay. Well, they compete for conversion and placement. They compete for conversion and placement. Some authors believe, some scientists believe, that there is a preference for the D6, the delta 6 desaturate, the first enzyme there for desaturation, that it prefers the omega-3 ALA to the omega-6 LA, that your body is set up, it kind of prefers because it wants that anti-inflammatory balance.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That being said, you can throw a bottleneck in here, which is when you take huge amounts of all of these things, it just kind of mucks up the works. I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but it slows things down. That's why you want to look at the sum total of what's in your tissues rather than every single ratio of what you eat and every meal. For example, you could have a high omega-6 breakfast, and if you happen to have an ultra-high omega-3 lunch and then a balanced dinner, that it's the sum total of that that ends
right
up being in your tissues.
Right. So ultimately, the tissue is the issue, as Stuart often says, and the tissues have, you know, it's placement. I mean, you're putting things into the tissue. The tissue's, you know, it has a memory and it has a place and it's going to keep it or it's going to move it out.
To John's point, one of the things that they had a hard time was that these studies were too short up until recently.
Right.
Instead, in one dose, you're not going to see it.
And the study that we talked about today, the two studies came from the same data set, was well-designed studies. Unlike the monk study, where they have the monks in the monastery, I was joking in one break, I said monkery, there's no such thing, but monastery, They got these healthy monks in a monastery. They're feeding them fish oil or fish or whatever they're feeding
them.
And
not seeing a major drop in inflammation.
Right. They see no good effect. They say, oh, you're wasting your time. Well, no kidding. These people, these monks were living exemplary spiritual and nutritional lives. And you're going to improve on the Mona Lisa. Really? I don't think so. Stuart, it's always been fun. It always is fun to be with you. Thank you for sharing your trip to New Zealand and Australia and with us and learning about those cultures, talking about these two new studies, bringing them to my attention so we can share them with the audience. I guess we can thank Dr. Lands for that, who provided those studies to you. And it's always great to have you back on air. The only problem is that you're gone too long. You need to come back sooner, okay?
Yeah, come
back.
I'll
see you guys again soon. Thank you, Doc. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Remember, take Nordic Naturals because your health is your wealth and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent, just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Send your kids back to school with the Nutritional Edge, top-selling, great-tasting, rainbow-like gummies. Sugar-free Fiber Garden gummies provide 3 grams of fiber plus fruits and veggies, rounding out even finicky eaters' diets. Gummy Omegalicious Omega-3 formula supports healthy brain function with no fishy aftertaste, just sweet, tangy raspberry goodness. Gluten-free rainbow-like gummies come in single-serve packets, ideal for lunchboxes. Nutrition that makes the grade from Rainbow Light.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.